This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And to break it all down, we have our fair and balanced political panel. Josh Krimble, contributor for Red State, Garland Nixon, Democratic radio host. Gentlemen, obviously tight on time, so we'll keep these things brief. Garland, first to you. This is so clearly at play to the Democratic base, tying together DACA with government funding. We heard Chuck Schumer talk to some of those very core issues. Smart play for the base. Does this work with the independents the Democrats are going to need later this year if they want to take back the House and the Senate?
Well, absolutely. And the Democrats have to go to the base first, because one thing they learned in 2016 is if you want to win, you've got to get your base there first. But secondly, let's keep in mind that at some point there will be an end to this negotiation. And when that happens, people won't be talking about all of the trending Facebook hashtags. They will remember that under a Republican leadership, we had a disastrous government shutdown. And it will be much broader than the simple terms we're putting it in the immediate news cycle.
Got to bring Josh in on this, as we're getting word from Capitol Hill that the Senate Democratic Caucus is now meeting behind closed doors in their negotiations. So, Josh, we'll keep the pictures of the Women's March up screen left here. You got the sense, listening to Chuck Schumer, both on the Senate floor, and then we heard when he heard his press conference, that he was playing defense here, and not sure that's how the Democrats originally calculated this.
He should be playing defense, because at the end of the day, he's tried a thug-style tactic to tie DACA to a continuing resolution, and those are not related. DACA is a complicated issue. It's an immigration policy question, and this is a continuing resolution regarding funding. I think that they are on the defense, because at the end of the day, the Democratic caucus just rejected a six-year funding for the Child Health Insurance Program for 9 million American kids. Yeah. We got the military as of February 1st that will be working for free and reporting to duty without a paycheck. The Democratic Party, the Democratic caucus, yeah, in the Senate literally chose illegal immigration and open borders over funding the schools,
exactly,
and frankly funding insurance plans for 9 million American children. It is not good for the political base of the Democratic Party.
And I think it's a great underestimation, Scott, of welcome back, by the way. Glad you're feeling better. How's the weather there in Minnesota? Are we above 0 degrees? Are we in a heat wave, or what do we got?
32 degrees and snowing. I mean,
oh, 32. So all kinds of good stuff. Well, Florida's almost back to its usual self. We got outside the little bit of a snap that we've been dealing with the last couple of weeks. So, hey, it's everybody's out there happy hitting golf balls again, you know, so what can I tell you? But snowy weather, huh?
Swim trunks and flip-flops up here, right?
Hey, yeah, right. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you be careful. I mean, you know, that tanning at 32 degrees, a little tough. You might, you look like Putin, you know, going in and doing that polar dip. And who was it? Huntsman did the polar dip, too, I guess, is all part of the rite of passage there in Russia. The only deal was it was really kind of goofy. I was talking to somebody else when they were showing the picture of Putin, you know, getting in the water and stuff. He was doing some version of the sign of the cross that I'm not very familiar with. It was bizarre. So I don't know. Maybe it's the polar bear sign of the cross. I don't know. But anyway, hey, getting back to this whole DACA situation. First of all, it was set to be dealt with in March, but you know, the Democrats saw this as a wedge issue. You know, to bring this in, and of course, even the way they framed this, talking about DACA kids. Well, these aren't DACA kids; these are adults. I mean, these are 20 something up to I think mid 30s is what it is. So, in typical form, Democrats try to use that, but they're going to end up the way this thing's going to stick on them, which I think they underestimated, Scott, is the fact that what the Democrats have chosen is they've chosen illegals over legals. Look what they're doing.
To put it in easier terms, they chose non-citizens, if you don't like saying illegals,
Non-citizens
over citizens.
Yeah. I mean, here we got our military, and I'm thinking my first thing I go to is the E1s and E2s, you know, the entry level military people, what they're doing. You know, you talk about these kids living paycheck to paycheck, and suddenly, you know, they're not going to have their money. This is a tough deal for them. We've got Megan Barth coming up next.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And it is time right now for the one and only Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate, a force unto herself. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, though. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but like you, growingly annoyed that we have a government shutdown, and as Scott and I were just talking about, a choice by the Democrats, a clear choice, and this cannot be denied, even with the mainstream media carrying their water. The truth is the Democrats have chosen non-citizens over citizens. You know, they've chosen less than a million people to inconvenience the millions of citizens who count on the government to be running, at all because the Democrats have decided to use a tool to me that should not be used, and that is the filibuster in order to shut down the government.
Yeah, and they chose millions of illegal aliens over our military.
Yes.
Over our national security,
mm-hmm.
Over the protection of our shores.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, military members aren't making that much money, right? Their wives
right.
are staying at home, being the managers of the household, not knowing exactly when and if they're going to get a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they hurt the very people that protect us from harm?
Exactly.
And that's what you really have to ask yourself. And you have to look at some of the latest demographics and polls related to those demographics.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw the popularity of our president double amongst the African-American community, Black America. That's both Black men and women. 28% of Black men, 11% of women, not huge numbers, but a double of those numbers in just the past year.
Mm.
We also saw the lowest Black unemployment rate, the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate ever recorded. And so with this popularity and with these unemployment numbers going down, the Democrats need new voters.
Exactly.
And when you look at how they are going to maintain their power or regain their power, this, they believe, is going to be the tool to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, I got to tell you, I cannot wait for the time that we get beyond this Black America, Hispanic America junk, because it only adds to the bifurcation, the tribalism that the Democrats and the radical left are feeding into. One pastor on Martin Luther King Day said it very appropriately. He said, "I lived in Black America. And Black America was the segregated drinking fountains. It was not having the ability to vote. It was low income. He says, I consider myself an American. I do not want to go back." And I thought that that was very powerful. in understanding, you know, the framing of that whole idea and concept of Black America. And I think the same thing with Hispanic America. You know, when I was raised by my father and my mother, who were immigrants, my dad was a World War II veteran, and my grandparents immigrants as well. It wasn't about us being, you know, Mexican American. We didn't even hear that. That concept has only been in the recent decades. But what has it done to solidify us and unite us as a true United States? It hasn't. It's just divided us, and it has us at each other's throats. It has these, you know, the DACA recipients on the street. And my message to, you know, to the DACA recipients that are on the street grabbing their crotch and flipping their host country off is stop it. It's disgusting. You are guests in this country. You are privileged to be here. If you want to grab your crotch and flip something off, go back home. Go across the border. It is unacceptable, inappropriate. Come here like your grandparents and others, maybe possibly before you, or relatives who came to this country, like my father, who's a World War II veteran, assimilated, worked his butt off, raised 10 kids, over 60 grandkids, and something like, I think it was 50 great-great-grandkids, an incredible legacy. But this is what hard work does, and this is what focusing, but sitting there dealing with the, you know, trying to flip off the government and the people that represent this government, burning our flags and that sort of thing, that's unacceptable. You know, and we're not about, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not abandoning my culture and my roots of being Hispanic or Latino. I embrace that. That's part of who I am. But when I'm here in this country, I'm here as an American. I served in the military as an American. I didn't get a special Marine Corps jersey because I was Hispanic, Megan.
Well, and you forgot white Hispanic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Especially you would think because I'm in Florida. But hey, I'm so confused over this bifurcation stuff. Anyway, but the white Hispanic definitely has going. I had to call my mom. I go, Mom, what's a white Hispanic? And she said something rather directly in Spanish that I can't repeat.
Well, and that was, of course, to paint another picture of white privilege, right?
Right.
It's always the problem of the white man. And, you know, you mention the Hispanic culture, et cetera. Well, there is a very pervasive, insidious group, which is called Mecha. And it's a Hispanic nationalist or Mexican nationalist movement that has had very long and strong roots in this country, which by where they identify themselves as gente, it is a nationalist group, and their goal is to take back land from the occupiers.
Yes.
This land is called Aztlan. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't some radical fringe group. This is a group that you'll find in your grade schools and your colleges. And Javier Becerra, who is the Attorney General of California, praises Mecha for his rise.
It's Mecha, just so you know.
Mecha.
Who praises
Mecha for his rise in life and in politics. And so this type of racist group seems to be okay because we have it spurted all over this country, raising little radicals and looking at the white man as occupiers, and they are usually Democrat activists. So imagine that.
Yep.
And so when you see a lot of the DACA members, I refer to them as Democrat activists and con artists, they have the same ideals. They are attending the same type of organization. They are marching in the streets with raised fists on behalf of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Women's March yesterday, Bill. I went to the Las Vegas convention ceremony that was held at the Sam Boyd field.
Were you wearing your MAGA hat?
Well, no, I didn't want to be brutalized.
Right.
But I did wear an undercover camera, and I wanted to see exactly if they were going to allow me to illegally register to vote, because this is why this is so important. The Women's March is no longer about gender equality or women's rights. It's a national get-out-the-vote drive, and they are registering upwards to, the goal is 1 million people. And this is specific to flood the polls with as many illegals as possible, because like Nevada, they have no mechanism to check for verification of citizenship for a registered voter.
But Megan, the Democrats tell me, the Megans tell me that's delusional, that voter fraud and the registration of illegals to vote is totally delusional by the Republicans and conservatives. What are you trying to tell us, that that's really not true? Hey, look, we got to go to break. We've got Megan Barth, and we're continuing the conversation. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. First thing is living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light.
Hey, we're back. back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, day three of a government shutdown, something the Democrats have done, Ms. Megan, they're using the government shutdown as a negotiation tool. I guess if you can't just negotiate up, you know, the very thing, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the very thing from their lips continues to echo to this day. About, you know, threatening the Republicans when they shut down the government back in 2013. But here they are, the hypocrites, with such a short memory, and, which just, you know, makes it more disdainful. Is either they choose to have a short memory or they just go, you know, kind of like what Hillary said. Well, we already litigated that. So, we're open for new news, I guess.
When you don't have any principles, you know, you can shift according to which way the wind blows, and they believe that this is going to be somehow a political win for them. And I think they're going to be very sorely surprised when it comes to the midterms, because they believe somehow they've convinced themselves there's a blue wave, and there really isn't. I mean,
are you surprised, Megan? Are you surprised that some conservatives are buying into this blue wave junk? I mean, look at what Donald Trump did in his first years. Well, you know, you're asking about which ones particularly, or just in the general context. That I mean, I'm hearing some even on Fox News talking about this blue wave deal, and it's like, wait a minute, are we experiencing the Donald Trump campaign with you know, a thumb on the scale measuring polling numbers and people thinking that you know, Main Street America is going to abandon their mind after having the best year that they've had in what, 10, 12 years under President Trump and a Republican controlled Senate and House? And they're going to allow for a blue wave? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me either. However, you can't look at Alabama and say that was a mandate. It was, you know, 20,000 votes where, you know, if Doug Jones does not moderate his positions as he did in his campaign and doesn't go so far left, he'll be a one-termer. Mm-hmm. You can't look at Virginia or New Jersey and say that's a mandate. Those are Democrat states. You can look at Wisconsin, and we just lost a seat, small state seat in Wisconsin, which Scott Walker said, you know, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think one of the GOP leaders there said, you know, we're losing educated women. Well, I'm an educated woman. Do these educated women not take economics 101? Mm-hmm. Do they not have fatter pocketbooks? It might be an anomaly, but I wouldn't certainly say it's a wave. It will be a wave if President Trump does not keep his hardline stance on immigration, because CNN just did a small kind of focus group of five registered Democrats.
Were they shocked?
the five registered Democrats, yeah. And these Democrats said that they had switched parties because of immigration, and they basically said that Donald Trump was doing better than they ever expected.
Yes.
So if these Democrats in Ohio, a Rust Belt state, which Donald Trump single-handedly won, including the whole entire Rust Belt, are really kind of a small focus group and representation of the larger Rust Belt, mm-hmm. I think we're going to be doing okay. But it's only if Donald Trump maintains his hardline position on immigration and illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's going to mollify this in any way, Megan? I don't see it. I don't see it. And I think, you know, even though he had the cameras there on that infamous Tuesday for about an hour, you know, getting behind the scenes and everybody playing nice, but something happened 2 days later at that Thursday meeting that we're not hearing about. All we're hearing is supposedly what Donald Trump said. And I only say supposedly because even Chuck Schumer kind of backed off on it a little bit. And I was kind of surprised even when the DHS secretary, when she was being grilled on the Hill, she said, well, there was a lot of cussing going on. I would have liked her to say, hey, there was a lot of foul language being used, including by you, you know, Chuck Schumer, or by many of your colleagues in this room right now. But I guess that was not appropriate for her to say. But you know, I guess in a broad sense she kind of said that, but I thought it was an opportunity that she could have been a little bit more direct, because they're trying to claim some sort of moral high ground, like as if you know, supposedly this language disqualifies what the whole issue was all about. But something else must have went really wrong in there for it to get this heated.
Yeah, and I think what really went wrong is that the Democrats want amnesty for Dreamers and their parents. They want to continue chain migration. You know, there was a published article in USA Today last week that said there's not 800,000 Dreamers, try 3.6 million.
Right.
And then when you look at how the chain migration patterns happen to specific demographics, the immigrants from Mexico chain themselves to 6.2. Immigrants, whereby others are usually around three. And then I'd like to really know how many ITIN numbers are issued to DACA recipients. And, and ITIN numbers, you and I have talked about it before, are the individual tax identification numbers, which allow illegal aliens then to pay taxes into the federal government, even though they're illegal. So the federal government can capture the tax revenue. But the dirty little secret of ITIN is that each ITIN holder, each illegal alien, can claim up to 20 dependents.
Dependents
don't have to prove they exist,
right?
And they get tax credits up to $1,000 per dependent who may not or may exist. And so I believe that's the reason why these DACA Dreamers all don't have Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Only out of the supposed 800,000, only 500,000 have Social Security numbers. Well, if they really wanted to become citizens and valuable assets to this country, why wouldn't they all have
exactly
Social Security numbers?
Right.
And I would say it's because it's a windfall. It's a financial windfall through this tax fraud loophole of this ITIN program.
Mm-hmm. I think that what America needs to slow down and consider here is that just how dysfunctional, how broken the immigration system is. And, you know, you can, there's a lot of blame, I guess, to go around. But like you say, all these little nuances, you just mentioned the I-10 number, the chain migration, you know, the fact that the Democrats want to amnesty the parents of DACA recipients. Well, wait a minute. They broke the law. I mean, if any, they're the ones that started this. And so now you're going to reward them? And what about the legal immigrants? I was just listening to, was it Varney? And he was talking, you know, he goes, I'm really annoyed. I had to go through all these hoops. I had to do background checks. I had to, you know, prove all this stuff. I had to go to classes. I had to pass the test and to be a legal immigrant. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm kicked sort of to the back of the bus, and now I'm being held hostage by these non-citizens after everything that I went through.
Well, the Democrats keep trampling diversity, diversity, diversity is our strength. No, actually, unity is our strength. Division is not. At the core of diversity is division. How does having a complete melting pot of many people that the Democrats want to keep and invite into this country, which are third world, low skilled, non-English speaking people, how is that uniting us?
Right, and they don't and don't abide by the law.
And you go back to your original point, where all of this hyphenation occurs, this bifurcation. And that's another Democrat talking point. The Democrats don't want the United States of America. They want the divided states of America.
Exactly.
And why they want that is because it allows them to create more dependency on government from these low-skilled, non-English-speaking third-world immigrants who become immediately dependent on the government, who will remain immediately dependent on the government, including their offspring. And this is works perfectly for the Democrats because
they'll vote Democrat.
The happier the Democrat. That's
exactly
right.
Yeah, they'll keep them in office because, you know, that's the deal. And like you and I talked about the last time, this is where, you know, I agree with Wayne Allen Root. He says, look at it, if you're on the government dole, you're on welfare, you should not be allowed to vote. You know,
not.
Our founding fathers made that real clear because you're going to get more of the same. And here it is. We're living the very thing that our founding fathers warned us about. And you think we'd figure it out right now. But because of all this posturing and partisanship, you know, Megan, it's disgusting. You would hope that our leaders would be looking out for our better interests, but it doesn't seem that way. And right now, especially, it's all about the non-citizen and not we the people.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live. I want something to stop this.
Well, we just want to let the love flow here, right? Why not? I think that's what President Trump said that we should do. We should have legislation based on love. Why not? 28 minutes. I guess what we get right now with this government shutdown is not too much love there, John Whitehead. I mean, I guess that's what's going on. We got just a lack of love and our government shut down, military not being paid. The essential things are operating. I mean, even the people overseas, Armed Forces radio network was shut down, and I guess they were upset because they didn't get a chance to see any of the football games over the weekend.
Well, yeah, the government, I'll be honest with you, Bill, my history. I've written over 30 books, many dealing with the future of government, but I would say at this point in time, this is the most concerned I've ever been about the future of our country, and I'm telling people, be on the guard and let's start speaking up when we see your local representatives not doing their job, the things that we're seeing happening today. And I wrote on it, people can go to our website at Rutherford.org and read it. The Pentagon is predicting by 2030 they're going to have to institute martial law in this country. Wow. The cities are breaking down, the infrastructures, the country the future does not look good for the United States economically. Suicide rates, I don't know if you've been studying it, among teens is jumping. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Not just the military. We're just talking about
suicides
exactly.
In the military have spiked now with young people. There's a younger generation, and I talk to them. We have an intern program. I work with students all through the year that study with us. they're all that they look at me and say I owe $200,000 in loans from school.
Exactly.
And they can't get jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, large law firms, I'm a lawyer, mm-hmm. are starting to pull back. Right. So you're having people graduating from college, they don't know what to do, they're upset, they're very frustrated, and like I said, the Pentagon, and people should watch the video, it's only 5 minutes long, I did a podcast on it, you can go to our website again and look mm-hmm. at it, but they're predicting there's going to be a breakdown in by 2030, that's 12 years away, folks.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty scary, John, when
people
you talk...
People are saying, where should I move? I say, right. Don't move to large cities, because that's what they're predicting, because... of what they're seeing. If something doesn't shift, if our government doesn't get their act together, and they're not, I'm afraid that we're going to, the Pentagon is absolutely correct. They're going to be instituting martial law. And when you institute martial law, folks, you're rounded up, you're put in prison, you're taken away. Poverty, how many people realize in this country there are huge amounts of people in the United States that are living in poverty in this country, abject poverty. I mean, there are some large cities now where, and I see it when I travel, people are laying on the streets.
Yeah, so, it's really pathetic. There's no doubt about it. John, I gotta tell you, and I, you know, to make this a political deal, but there is a party that is spearheading the coddling of young people. There was another survey just recently released saying that, you got kids staying home longer. Of course, we've been seeing that trend going on for the last decade. But older and older, I mean, they're just not growing up anymore.
Well, what you're saying is with the smartphones, a new study came out, kids are staying in their room. They're not interacting with people. They're believing what they see on Facebook. They get really depressed. But they're not actually interacting anymore, not even with their families.
Right.
They don't want to go out. They don't even want to go outside. They're staying in their rooms. My generation growing up, none of that existed. So how do you get control of this? Parents are going to have to get stronger, but you're going to be facing government agencies. I mean, they're going to be fighting back. If you say the wrong thing to your child now and they go to school, you have the police show up. And they're telling, like, at some universities now, listen to this. If students see something that's offensive, they tell them to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, well, they've been saying that for kids, for young kids, though.
I've written commentaries on this. Yeah. 911 calls now, the police, when they come. Realize this, folks. The Department of Homeland Security is doing a threat assessment on each home in America. If you happen to own a legally owned firearm, you might get killed if the 911 team comes. I mean, look at Carl Williams. He called 911 to report a robbery at his home. He was the one that got shot.
Yeah.
They show up. They're hyper.
Well, they say 40%.
We're facing a dilemma.
Yeah. They say 40% of when SWAT shows up in your home, 40% of the incidents will end up with somebody getting shot.
Yes. And they're shooting. We're facing, again, are we facing a national shutdown? I really don't think so. I think government's going to move forward, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when you have malls going out of business now, a kid would rather stay home and get something out of Amazon instead of going to a store. When I go to stores now, some of the bigger, more popular stores, I ask the agent, the people working in the stores, how's it going? Jeez, it's gone down. What are we going to do? That's the economic breakdown. Again, the Pentagon has predicted in that video, and the video is scary when you watch it, folks. And they're saying it's based on their factual projection of the future. So if we're going to avert what we're seeing, we're going to have to get active, in our, especially our local governments, and start saying no to some of the stuff that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you have your national representatives now screening calls. They don't get back to people. Some of them block these are people sitting in Congress, but how many people know that the congressman takes sometimes two afternoons a week? They go to a special calling center, and they spend those days trying to raise money for the next campaign. And I have national writers who call me and say, John, it's worse than you think in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. They're not representing us. They're representing large business interests. They're not representing the average people.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. You know, getting back to your point about the malls and what's going on, according to one report, Sears and Kmart, 358 stores were closed in 2017, 63. So far in January, JCPenney, 138 stores, Macy's, 68 stores, Payless shoe stores, 800 to 900 stores.
People are getting laid off.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's why you have, they're estimating now there are 41 million people in the United States living in abject poverty. Hmm. What kind of country allows that business-wise? Are their leaders? So the question comes back always, do your leaders really care about you? Hmm. If they care about you, they will do their best to keep private businesses going. They will do their best to see you get tax cuts. But in some states now, I mean, they're raising income taxes so high that your average citizen is going to have trouble paying the taxes.
Right.
And they're living from sandwich to sandwich, from meal to meal, and that's it.
Well, John, you know, the disgusting thing in some of these states, when they saw that the citizens were getting breaks, it drove them nuts. They're figuring out, okay, how can I get that money? You know, that money shouldn't go to them. It should come here to the state. And these are a lot of these, you know, you say already high tax states anyway, where there were some, you know, they were not necessarily going to feel the benefits. So, you know, it stands to question here is how many of the people end up getting out of these high tax states like Chicago, like Illinois and California and New York. Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm warning people, listen. If you're going to move to a small town, don't be moving to these large cities because, again, they're predicting it's going to collapse. And you just gave them, you know, Kmart and stores going out of business, malls. I mean, there are articles now that I'm looking at saying, what are we going to do with the malls when they collapse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And what's happening to the economic infrastructure? But, again, I've warned about this in my book, Battlefield America. We're copying former regimes. I mean, you're having now, I don't know if you saw in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is an inland city, a couple of days ago, border agents, actually that far in the United States, hundreds of miles, entered a bus. And these are American citizens just driving along, demanding their IDs. That's the kind of stuff we used to see in Nazi Germany, and I detail that in my book, Battlefield America. Your papers, please. We have never seen that before, just recently, and it's a scary development.
Well, and this is in the face of this DACA debate that is going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this stuff. So are you warning here, John, that the knee-jerk reaction is such that the fulcrum is going to go 180 in the opposite direction?
It's going to go toward people who are here. And the more power these get, when these agents show up in the middle of the night and are arresting people, and they're doing that in this country, American agents, it's pretty scary, folks.
Yeah, especially when, you know, they got the wrong address. And,
they got the wrong address.
And that's happened more than once. John Whitehead, a constitutional attorney, author, is with us, and we've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
And it's just that simple. Welcome back, America 14. Okay, yes, we understand. I'm sorry, I cut off the big voice. I'm just eager to get back connected with John Whitehead again, a constitutional attorney and author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. It is a war. And lest you get lulled to sleep here and you think you're in a jacuzzi, let me tell you, you are like that proverbial frog that is getting cooked. Hey, John, I wanted to mention real quick, last night I happened to see you. They were showing some historical footage of the Paula Jones case with Bill Clinton, and there you were. I go, hey, there's John Whitehead.
Yep. Yeah. I was Paula Jones' attorney. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Co-counsel on that. And yep. And it's especially with all the hashtagging going around these days, it is living another day. And you were telling me you've got another interview for another documentary regarding Bill Clinton and Paula Jones, right?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of calls from different people wanting to, you know, interview me about it. You know, I'm very selective on that. But, you know, with this Harvey Weinstein stuff we saw, here's the other thing that, you know, again, this is a focus here. We should focus on the absolute breakdown of morality in this country. Mm-hmm. And that always precedes totalitarian government. Mm-hmm. So when you have sexual predators in Hollywood. I mean, you got Corey Feldman, if you know who he is.
Exactly.
Pedophilia.
Greatly underreported. Yeah.
You're hearing all this stuff, and it's enough to make you want to, you know, bend over and cry if you care about morality. But when morality breaks down, people have trouble discerning right and wrong. And I don't. People today, when I talk to the average kid, I look in their eyes, they don't seem to know.
Mm-hmm. No,
morality anymore.
Right.
And for some reason, it's not getting out of the churches, and it's not getting out there in the population like it should. I mean, I would like to see more people. We defend these people, by the way. We had a case in New Jersey where these guys play their acoustic guitars, that's it, on the street, and to people going into the New Jersey Transit and talking about morality and Jesus and all that, and the police arrive and arrest them for it.
Yeah. And they get arrested.
Yeah, but Jesus got arrested.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, for speaking out the truth. But, yeah, the morality breakdown in this country is very, very scary. And I think the Paul Jones case was a signal that something was up, folks, but we didn't get it. And now you see all this stuff breaking loose. But that's, you know, again, as the people get weaker, as the morals get weaker, the government gets stronger. and gets out of hand. I mean,
right.
The government leaders, the average government leader, I would, you know, there's two things if you'd ask them. What's the difference between right and wrong and morality? They're going to have trouble articulating that. And number two, most of them have no idea what's even in the Bill of Rights anymore. I've been arguing, listen, if we're going to elect these people, they should have to take a test on the Constitution before they take
office. Don't you think? Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, this is the thing that's disgusting, but this has been a long time coming. You know, you talk about our morality, even to the point that, you know, here it is, you know, the Golden Globe Awards. Here you had all these celebs trying to claim the higher ground, and they just assumed the position, which was kind of amazing with Oprah and that sort of thing. I mean, they wanted to claim like as if they had the higher ground, but lest we forget, they were the ones that turned a blind eye and allowed Harvey Weinstein to run
exactly.
rampant on the Yaya sisterhood, so to speak.
I agree. It's they've allowed it. It's gotten out. It's still out of hand. I mean, here's what I know is, and just from talking to people that I know work in government and in and out of Hollywood, it's the tip of the iceberg, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
And, and when you're watching films and stuff, too, be careful what you let kids see on their smartphones, on television, because there's nobody standing up for this truth anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't see it anywhere, hardly.
Well, John, you know, we were talking about this last week. The number four rapper video in the country, with 83 million plus views, 83 million. You imagine the impact that that has on the young people. And I would say, you know, a small minority of people, you know, because they got the thumbs up, thumbs down indicator, right? And a very small, maybe hundreds, you know, out of 83 million disliked the video by comparison. I was shocked to see how much, 83 million. John, you can't watch the whole thing.
No.
I'm watching this thing for about 2 minutes. I'm going, I mean, everything was the F word. It was about women selling sex, getting paid for
yep.
sex, all this
yep.
stuff, right in the middle of this hashtag movement. So to
yep.
your point, our morality has been so denigrated. And you know, and you say, hey, where is the church? Well, the church is getting arrested. They're being told to shut up, that we don't, you know, our country doesn't need their God, though this country was founded on our God. You know, all this stuff cast aside. And, you know, like the Bible tells us, people without vision, and that vision is able to see things the way God sees them. So we've chosen to say, hey, we don't want to see it the way God sees it. So we cast off restraint.
No, the average child, they sees it the way it's on their phones with their mm-hmm. earbuds.
Yes.
They're not listening. Listen, I talk to students who come in and study with us. These are law students.
Yeah.
I go into the office to check on them. They have earbuds in their ears, and they go, what?
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. And I say, listen, I don't allow earbuds in my office. I want to be able to talk to you.
Right.
But, you know, listen, kids are camping out in the room. And here's the thing, parents, it's going to be up to the parents to take control of this, is go in there and make sure you pull them out, get your kids to come out and eat dinner with you, enjoy the fact that, you know, you have a family, teach them morality, deal with it. Don't sit and watch TV all the time. And that's
right.
what I'm seeing. You got parents in one room watching television. The average child now up to 10 hours a day on screen devices.
Exactly. Well, John, like you were saying, when we were growing up,
learning on screen devices.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're watching this video that 83 million people are watching.
Yes.
You know, sex for money. This is all.
Yes.
And not to mention what's happening with, you know, on the big screen, you go to the movie houses, pay your good money or your parents' good money to go in and be indoctrinated with this stuff, to say all this, this craziness is accepted. But John, to your point, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have this distraction. We sat around the dinner table. Those were teaching times for my dad. The other time that he would use quite effectively was when he was cutting my hair, because my dad was also, in addition to being a medic in World War II in the Europe, he was a barber. So, you know, hey, when you got nine kids, you're cutting hair here. We're not sending them to the barber shop. That was also a time when, and I could always tell when class began, when I was in his chair, it always started with William. Let the teaching begin, you know?
Yeah, and the teaching begins with your parents, and parents do not give that up. And a lot of parents have given it up. They just let the kids sit in their room now, and kids are not coming out. And here's the thing. You need human interaction. Why the suicide rate is skyrocketing among teens is the only interaction you're having is with a screen device.
Mm. Yes.
You need people. You need to get in community groups now. Take kids out and, you know, talk with them, eat dinner with them, and don't let them, listen, I would go into restaurants, and I look around, and there's a parent, mom and dad, and two kids, and they're all sitting there watching.
And four cell phones.
They're not talking to one another.
Exactly. Well, John, to your other point, and you were writing about this recently, about silence is a betrayal, and you're saying people need to speak up. And we need to do it in a way that is civil, and it's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, because there's a lot of things that are not right, but people are just, you know, they're bowing their heads and walking by the devastation that is taking place. Because
Milwaukee, believe it or not, a year ago or so, police were unconstitutionally had people bent over and they were probing their anus.
Oh my gosh!
For drugs, people walked by and watched,
wide open,
and went on. It's called the bystander effect. Again, I mean, you're so outraged, you walk up and say, "Officer, what are you doing?"
Yes.
No one will say anything. They walk by. It's, well, okay. But, you know, they don't know the Constitution. Listen, I talk to average law students. They come into my programs, and they don't even know what's in the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not teaching the right to stand, the Fourth Amendment, the right against unreasonable search and seizure. They don't even use those terms anymore. And a lot of policemen I talk to, good cops that I work with, they're not very schooled on it, the Fourth Amendment. They just don't seem to understand it.
Well, John, how long can we ignore this?
Much longer. I mean, the Pentagon's predicting 2030, 12 years away at least, before the country breaks down both.
Well, it's a scary trajectory, but this is what's happened. You know, you're calling for connectivity in a time when the Democratic Party is saying, hey, it works better for them when we are the divided United States or the un-United States of America.
Yes. Work together, folks, in your local communities. Go down to your local city council meetings. You know, your local city council and local county governments can say no to this stuff. It's called nullification. Now, how many people know about that? It's in the Constitution. So there are a lot of things you can do. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights. If you listen, I give it away free. I have a Bill of Rights card. If you email us or call our office, I give it away free. You can teach it at home. And people have actually called me when I'm doing interviews. Parents say, John, we're using your card. My kid now understands what's in the Constitution. But they don't teach it in school.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, give him the contact information. So
yeah,
if we have
rutherford.org, or you can call us at 434-978-3888, and we'll be glad to give you a free Bill of Rights card.
Well, John, this is a country of for by we the people.
Exactly.
The authority position is there, but if we do not assume it,
the government,
exactly. If we don't assume it, then you have the government that is being paid by us to take some time off here.
Yes, agreed.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Pretty crazy.
He is the author of the book Battlefield America, The War on the American People. I'll tell you, if you have not gotten your hands on this book, you need to right away. This book is available at Amazon. It's linked on our website. You can be in contact with John at johnw@rutherford.org. Take advantage of the free offers here because we're giving people, but we're giving people with a purpose so that you can be smarter and not be the effect of a runaway government, ladies and gentlemen, a government that we are in charge of. It's running away because, we're not driving. We're letting other people drive us. John Whitehead on Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that?